This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to signing your life away when you go to college during pandemic. COVID-19 liability waivers, which students seem to be signing whether they want to or not. Here's Marketplace's Erica Barris.
Before she could start her classes at the University of Alabama, law student Haley Sarnick had to watch an online COVID-19 informational video. Halfway through, a document popped up for her to sign. It read that she agreed to wear a mask on campus.
But there was one little sentence, or not even a full sentence, half a sentence, buried sort of at the end of the first paragraph that said, "I voluntarily assume such risk."
Essentially, that means
no matter what the University of Alabama did, no matter how many precautions they took, you could get very sick or die.
Sarnick and others refused to sign that waiver. The university ended up changing the language. Before starting a semester, students have to sign off on all kinds of stuff. Dorm policies, a liability release for the gym, academic rules of conduct. Christopher Marsicano of the College Crisis Initiative says now they're having to sign COVID waivers too.
Trying to add additional restrictions and sort of provide them with an understanding that, you know, college may shut down and go all online, and that if students get sick, then it's not necessarily the college's fault.
Schools want students and staff to sign waivers like that because it's good for the bottom line, says Georgetown law professor Heidi Lee Feldman.
They don't have to spend as much money taking precautions against COVID-19.
For example, buying a new HVAC system for every building on campus. After all,
engineering solutions are more expensive than hand sanitizer and masks.
But it's not clear that any of these waivers would actually stand up in court. Alex Bloom, director of research at educational consulting company EAB, says contracts go both ways. Schools would have to show that they had completed all their COVID-19 preparations the way they said they were going to.
I think it will be very easy for a student who is trying to be held to this waiver to say, but you said you were going to do X and you did not.
But for now, students may not have a choice whether or not to agree to their school's terms. The University of Pittsburgh calls its liability waiver a community compact. Law student Julie Daw didn't sign it for 2 weeks. But then as the first day of her remote classes neared,
I did agree to the compact because I was concerned about losing access to my school email, my school Zoom account, things like that.
Schools are hoping that's enough to persuade students to sign on the dotted line. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.